listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Amy Ross with you. Protect yourselves from mozzies if you're camping over Easter. That's the message from SA Health as campsites across the state fill up ahead of the long weekend. There's still availability left at Coorong National Park, and SA Health's Michaela Hobby says if you're outside, you need to protect yourself.
Whilst people might be seeing fewer mosquitoes around, we need people to know that potentially deadly mosquito-borne viruses are still circulating across South Australia.
No surprise that business groups don't see eye to eye with the unions when it comes to the minimum wage, as the federal government makes its submission to Fair Work today. The ACTU reckons Australia's lowest paid workers deserve a 7% bump to their salary amid the cost of living. But head of the Australian Chamber of Commerce, Andrew McKellar, says that's too high, calling for a 4% rise instead.
We've got to have an outcome which gives workers a well-deserved pay rise, but at the same time, we've got to be contributing to efforts to try and get inflation back under control.
And it's your last chance to get out and see something from Mount Gambier Fringe, with the festival closing this Sunday. Artistic director Louise Adams says the town will be filled full of shows for this weekend's finale.
There is a lot going on, music, cabaret, aerial and circus, comedy. There's definitely, I think, something for everyone to grab onto and go out there and support the artists and venues who are helping make Fringe what it is.
Taking a look at some sport now, one of local horse racing's biggest moments is coming up later today. The Mount Gambier Gold Cup will fire off at 4:30 p.m. with races starting from a quarter to one. Mount Gambier Racing Club's Brett Watson says there's a safe way to get to and from the event.
We've also got free courtesy buses leaving from the Globe Hotel at 11 o'clock. They'll be sort of rolling on. We've also got a pick-up point at the Gambier Hotel at 11:30, and then we'll have buses returning after the last race.